A Simple Government, 12 Things We Really Need from Washington. Introduction, the need for simplicity. We need a simple government. Now, don't get me wrong, I know that many of our nation's problems are highly complex. But I also know that the governing principles that can solve them, if we work together, are simple. That's why I've written this book, to outline 12 essential truths that can help us put aside our differences, tone down the partisan rancor, and return to the simple principles of our founding fathers. Liberty, justice, personal freedom, and civic virtue. I'm Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas and Republican presidential candidate. Throughout my career in politics and public service, I've advocated for a smaller, simpler government that gets out of the way when appropriate. Unfortunately, we've seen our government grow more complex and intrusive, especially under the Obama administration. The stimulus failed to stop the recession, the deficit exploded to unimaginable heights, and we got a healthcare law that gave the government unprecedented power over our personal lives. It's time to change course. In this book, I'll share 12 common sense principles for restoring America's greatness. These aren't partisan talking points. They're fundamental truths that can resonate with Republicans, independents, and open-minded Democrats alike. So let's dive in. Part 1, the foundation of American strength. The most important form of government isn't in Washington, it's in our homes. The family is the cornerstone of American society, nurturing and passing on the values that are the foundation of our freedom. But today, the traditional family structure is under assault like never before. We need to fight back and strengthen families. Why? Because strong families are the best antidote to many of society's ills. Take poverty, for example. Research shows that if a family has two married parents, the poverty rate is only about 7.5%. For single-parent households, it jumps to 34%. Marriage and intact families are the real secret to eliminating poverty. Strong families also reduce crime and instill basic values. Most people who commit heinous crimes weren't taught self-discipline, respect for others, and human decency in their homes. These lessons start with parents, not schools or government programs. As parents and grandparents, we need to take responsibility for instilling these values. We can't outsource character education to institutions. It starts with us modeling good behavior, setting clear expectations, and lovingly enforcing consequences. That's how we raise ethical, productive citizens who will preserve America's greatness for generations to come. Part 2, restoring fiscal sanity. You can't spend what you don't have, and you can't borrow what you can't pay back. It's a simple principle that families, businesses, and local governments have to follow. So why doesn't the federal government live by the same rules? Our national debt has spiraled out of control, mortgaging our children's future. We need to make hard choices now to get our fiscal house in order. That means reining in runaway entitlement spending, simplifying the tax code, and eliminating wasteful programs. Here's a novel idea. What if we required Congress to balance the budget every year, just like states have to do? It would force our leaders to set priorities and make tough decisions, instead of kicking the can down the road. We also need to harness the power of American innovation and entrepreneurship to grow our economy. That means getting government out of the way of job creators with lower taxes and fewer regulations. When businesses thrive, they create jobs and prosperity for all Americans. Part 3, securing our borders and defending our values. A simple government starts with a secure nation. We need to regain control of our borders and fix our broken immigration system. That means building a border wall, enforcing existing laws, and creating a fair process for legal immigration that puts American workers first. But security isn't just about physical borders. It's also about defending our values on the world stage. We need a strong military and a foreign policy based on peace through strength. Bullies and tyrants only understand one thing: resolve backed by force. At the same time, we must be judicious about deploying our military. Nation building and endless wars drain our resources and weaken us at home. Our priority should be defending American interests and defeating threats like radical Islamic terrorism. We also need to stand up for our values of freedom and human dignity around the world. America is still that shining city on a hill, an inspiration to oppressed people everywhere. We should never apologize for our belief in liberty and democracy. Part 4, Empowering States and Communities. The founders intended for the federal government to be limited, with most decisions made at the state and local level. How can politicians in Washington know the best way to help farmers in Iowa, auto workers in Michigan, or teachers in California? They can't. We need to return power to states and communities. They're in the best position to tackle issues like education, healthcare, and infrastructure. One-size-fits-all federal mandates stifle innovation and ignore local needs. Take education, for example. We should abolish the Department of Education and return control to states and school boards. Let teachers and parents make decisions, not bureaucrats in Washington. The same goes for healthcare. States should have flexibility to design systems that work for their citizens. This approach also applies to social issues. The federal government shouldn't be dictating policies on marriage, abortion, or religious liberty. These are decisions best left to states and individuals. Part 5, Preserving Our Constitutional Rights. Our Constitution and Bill of Rights are the bedrock of American liberty. We need to fiercely defend these God-given rights from government encroachment. That starts with protecting religious liberty. Faith is under assault in America, with activists trying to drive religion from the public square. We must safeguard the right of all Americans to live according to their beliefs without government interference. We also need to stand up for the Second Amendment. Law-abiding citizens have a right to defend themselves and their families. Gun control laws only disarm the innocent while doing nothing to stop criminals. Free speech is another essential right under attack. On college campuses and in the media, there's a disturbing trend of silencing conservative voices. We need to foster real diversity of thought and protect everyone's right to express their views. Part 6, Restoring American Greatness. America is still the greatest nation on earth, but we've lost our way in recent years. To reclaim our destiny, we need to rediscover the values and principles that made us exceptional in the first place. That means instilling patriotism and civic virtue in the next generation. We should teach our history, the good and the bad, so young people understand the precious legacy they've inherited. And we need to model good citizenship ourselves by getting involved in our communities. We also need to restore respect for hard work and personal responsibility. The entitlement mentality is corroding the American spirit. Everyone should have the opportunity to succeed, but success comes through effort, not government handouts. Finally, we need to renew our sense of national purpose. America has always been a force for good in the world, and we have a responsibility to lead. By returning to our founding principles and unleashing the power of free people and free markets, we can usher in a new era of American greatness. The path forward is simple, but it won't be easy. It will take courage and determination to make the tough choices needed to get America back on track. But I believe in the American people. If we work together and stay true to our values, there's no limit to what we can achieve. The best days of this shining city on a hill are still ahead.